The U.S. Justice Department says it's charged a man in connection with a plot to kill former National Security Advisor John Bolton. It describes him as a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Iran says the accusations are baseless. Mike Hanna has more now from Washington, D.C.
Well, the Justice Department has outlined an elaborate and lengthy murder-for-hire plot, which began some 18 months ago when Shahram Pousavi allegedly contacted somebody within the United States and persuaded him to act as essentially a murder-for-hire, promising some $300,000 should he kill John Bolton. Now, unknown to Pousavi was the fact that this individual was an FBI informant. So he informed the authorities. The authorities were abreast of the plot as it developed.
Ukraine is warning that Russia is preparing to connect power from the Zaporizhia nuclear plant to Crimea, which Moscow annexed in 2014. The plant has come under attack several times over the past week. And some European countries are setting power consumption caps as they cut back on Russian energy sources. EU countries stopped importing Russian coal from Wednesday, and some are warning they may face blackouts. Sierra Leone's imposed a nationwide curfew in response to anti-government protests. Officials say several people have been killed, including members of the security forces. Protesters are angry over the rising cost of living. Former US President Donald Trump has refused to answer questions under oath in New York. He appeared at the Attorney General's office as part of a long-running investigation looking into his real estate business dealings. And inflation in the U.S. could be cooling. The consumer price index climbed 8.5% in the year through July, compared with 9.1% in June. The news gave Wall Street a boost, with stocks climbing on Wednesday. At least 750 inmates have escaped from a prison in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Rebels attacked the building in Butembo on Wednesday. At least five people were killed. And North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un suffered with a high fever during the country's battle with COVID-19. That's according to his sister. She's also blamed the outbreak on propaganda leaflets dropped by South Korea. Seoul has dismissed those claims as groundless.
Hey guys, Sami Zeidan here, host of Essential Middle East Podcast. Join our latest episode. We'll be talking about Israel's latest attack on Gaza, so don't miss it.